Welcome to the Affiliated Monitors Expert Podcast, hosted by Tom Fox on the Compliance Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, back again for part two of our five-part exploration of why culture matters with Jay Rosen, VP of Business Development at Affiliated Monitors, the sponsor of this podcast series. Jay, welcome.
Thanks, Tom.
So, Jay, today we're going to take up the topic of what factors influence a company's ethical culture. Certainly, you guys and you specifically have talked about senior leadership's role, but maybe start from there and go where we should next look.
Happy to, Tom. So as you said, let's take a look at senior leadership today. A company does not have an ethical culture unless top management commits to going forward. Employees not only listen to what senior leadership says, but more importantly, they watch how they act. Employees look for signals about what really counts in your company, but you must then move down to the implementation of these goals. Employees want to know, is senior leadership committed to the company's core values? Equally important is a sense of organizational justice and fairness. Employees not only want to see that they will be treated fairly, but they also want to see that there is not a delineation of favorites or non-favorites in the company. As we discussed in the last podcast, it's senior leadership who really drives the alignment between incentives and performance.
So, Jay, you've talked about justice and fairness. Does that extend to, or rather go from things like discipline all the way through promotion, discretionary bonus payment, the way employees are treated in the workplace? Or is it something else?
No, it's what you just articulated, Tom. One of the key elements for any effective leader is listening. And are senior leaders in the organization listening to the people? Do they give people an opportunity to be heard as to whether the employees are receiving those messages? Do senior leaders get out of the ivory tower and go out into the field and meet with employees? Are there town halls or other types of group interactions? Do employees see whether the leaders are living those kind of values? All of this means establishing good communication from management and line staff and to actually have the fair implementation of all the decisions we just discussed. If senior leadership never takes the time to go sit with people, have an all-hands meeting, or just reach out, have a cup of coffee, see how their employers are doing. Those kinds of behaviors are important in terms of driving ethical behavior from the top.
So, Jay, we are both the father of daughters. I have a single daughter. You have two lovely twins. And I think many of the lessons we learned in fatherhood also apply around culture. And it really leads me to ask you, why is it crucial for perception to equal reality, both with raising our daughters and in the corporate world?
Yeah, good question, Tom. So, a lot of the situations that we look at are firms that are global in nature. And by visiting national and international business locations, and really the important thing here is we can't stress enough, we're saying culture, culture, and culture, but we're also saying listening. And I try to be an active listener when my daughters are interacting with me and trying to understand what they need. So by visiting national and international locations, senior management can further share the mission and the vision of the company, and employees will have a greater understanding of how it applies to them in the field. It is crucial here for perception to equal reality. It's one thing for your chief executive officer to say she has an open door policy, that she wants to hear from anyone about illegal conduct or the type of conduct that is antithetical to the company's values. So as we all know in the news today, opening the door to whistleblowers. However, if employees do not bring forward any information because they're too afraid to approach the CEO, then there's an obvious disconnect between practice and reality at the company. It gets even worse if in their past there's been retaliation for any employees who have raised his or her hand to report anything that does not meet up to the company's standards. Employees are watching for signals on what is important to senior leadership. If top management says compliance is number one, but a person who skirts the rules is not disciplined, or worse, rewarded through promotion for such a conduct, then unfortunately that word gets around real quickly.
So, Jay, can I maybe expand on that a little bit by asking what does a company do, or how should they think through the top U.S. salesman who may engage in cheating on his expense account if they've just fired four salesmen in Brazil for cheating on their expense account?
Well, first of all, that can't happen. Or if it does happen, then your culture is not going to be taken seriously. And, you know, as I just said a couple moments ago, word gets around quickly. And, you know, if we go back, I know in the last episode, we talked about Wells Fargo, correct? And how people were trying to make their numbers on their own and they couldn't do it. And then they saw institutionally other salespeople were getting rewarded for illegal, illicit behavior. So it's just there needs to be going back that institutional justice, and people have to understand how the system works. And it just is unacceptable to have that top salesperson rewarded. You know, it's more than simply modeling conduct. It means running your business based upon ethical values. A key insight is how senior leaders treat their staff. But if senior leadership is only driven by the bottom line, that message will also travel quickly among employees. In short, words are nice. They might be even important. They might look great on a letter on top of your code of conduct. But in this situation, action speaks much louder to words. In the end, there needs to be an alignment between what top management says coupled with core values and what the organization says together they will do. This all comes from senior management getting out of their office, talking to employees in the field, and seeing not only what they think, but how they feel. No company aspires to be unethical, and most employees don't want to engage in illicit behavior. But if senior management does not talk to employees, they will not know how their messages are being received and, more importantly, perceived.
Well, Jay, unfortunately, we are near the end of our time on this episode, but I hope our listeners will join us tomorrow where we take a laser dive into the role of the chief compliance officer in strengthening an organization's culture of ethics. I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thanks, Tom.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox again. I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of our new 5-part series on why culture matters. This series has been sponsored by Affiliated Monitors, and I'm joined throughout this series by Jay Rosen, the Vice President of Business Development at Affiliated Monitors. If you have any questions of Jay, you can reach him at jrosen@affiliatedmonitors.com. You can reach me at tfox@tfoxlaw.com. I hope you'll join us again for another episode of Why Culture Matters. This special 5-part podcast series has been a special presentation of the Compliance Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.